Hey y'all, welcome to Outlast Podcast. My name is Frank and I'm here with my mom Shirley.
Hi there.
Today we're talking Survivor Season 46, Episode 4, Don't Touch the Oven. This was kind of the episode we were waiting for, right? It was a pretty easy episode.
Yep. It's definitely what we expected.
We had Banu going home. What are your thoughts on that?
It was time. He had to go. Very emotional player. Seems like a great guy. I think it was just too much for him and didn't really know, you know, how to play the game. I mean, he's keeps saying he's a super fan, but there were so many things that he did that he just didn't do well. What do you think?
I think it was Tiffany or maybe it was Kenzie that said, why is he out here? He could have gone camping.
Yeah.
it was a really expensive way just to go camping.
Yeah, sure was.
So, yeah. But let's go ahead and get underway. It's actually probably going to be a pretty short episode, guys. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
As, you know, we could call the shots from that first moment. The tribe feels, Purple returns back to camp. Tribe feels like Randon's medical exit is a second chance for them. They all kind of revigorated in this.
Yeah.
Banu reveals to Tiff and Q that he spilled everything to Ben and Liz. God.
I don't know why he's doing this.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. I mean, it's just his personality, I guess.
But when he's exiting too, he's like, oh, what was it like? He said like 10 seconds of a lie or the truth got me out of here. It's like, not 10 seconds, dude.
I was like, no, 9 days.
You have made consistent bad. I mean, Q was just trying to drag you forward and it was not going to work out.
Yeah.
Tiffany's blown away by this, of course, because of course now that puts targets on the three of them.
Right.
They now know that Banu is a threat and he just simply needs to go. He's exactly. Unreliable, unstable. He has to get out of there.
Yeah.
Q's worried that he's now a threat when they get to merger, that they'll see him as like, oh, the strategic player, which he definitely is.
Oh, yeah, he is.
And so that would make sense. I think before Banu spilling the beans, maybe they would go into merger. They still could go into merger as in like, oh, woe is us. We haven't been winning.
Yeah.
Take pity on us. Take us in. Right. Like that. Tiffany decides to tell Kenzie about, you know, Banu spilling the beans. And Banu is out as soon as they go to tribal. I mean, it's pretty much all agreed. And then that's when they're saying, like, why didn't he just go camping? Yeah. Tree mail arrives and the challenge will be to give them food. So they're excited that they have a chance to get food and stuff like that. Over at Green, Jim had found the Beware Advantage and decided to hide the paper part of it and not the actual box, locked box.
Right.
And hide it into a tree. Knowing where that's going, what are your thoughts on that? Was that a good move?
I think maybe at the time she thought it was, but I think it's going to bite her in the butt because to me, it looks like Tim's kind of figuring out that somebody faked it because it's just not there. So I don't know.
Yeah. If she had just made a fake idol and buried it, I think that would have been more impactful than not being anything. Because then there's the, oh, is this real or not? Versus it's just straight up not here. So somebody already has it. Like she made the answer concrete, not a question.
So I just think it's going to put a target on her back once they figure that out.
Eventually, Maria finds, you know, the leftover paper from the Beware. Mm-hmm. It's just the message and the spot's empty and they find ants in there and they keep digging. And Jim's kind of, rightfully so, I think at this point, right? Like kind of smirking it off like, oh, this is fun.
She's enjoying it.
Ben mentions, he's the first one to mention it, that somebody might just have it and just replant the clue.
Yeah.
And that becomes infectious. Everybody starts to think that. And later on, we see that Tim's really like, okay, who is it? You know, it's starting to become everybody. Yeah. Blaming everybody.
Yeah.
All right. We're off into challenge.
Okay. So we have a reward challenge. First place gets 10 fish. Second place gets 5. What they have to do is paddle their boats in from the ocean, collecting a key along the way. Use the key to unlock 4 rings. Each player has to get a ring up over a pole, dig under a log, and race to toss those 4 rings back onto another pole.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
It is pretty simple. I like when they show up. Green didn't know, and I didn't think about it at the time, about Randon.
Right.
So they were like, wait a minute, all the purple's here.
Yeah, Jeff explains that as they're walking up. Yeah. So yeah, that was good. As we get started, Green gets to the platform first to get their key, but Tim tips it over. Mm-hmm. Several times he keeps tipping over that platform.
The others, I think, maybe have saw what he did and then decided to keep 1 foot into the
boat. What they were doing. Yeah, they were keeping the 1 foot in and then just reaching for the key, which worked out perfectly. He fell 3 times. It was crazy. So Orange is ahead and then Green. Hunter gets the first ring off. Tiffany gets 1 for Purple. Soda and Tevin get theirs for Orange. Charlie is unlocking the rings for Green, still behind, thanks to Tim.
Yeah.
But they're trying.
Yeah.
Q and Banu both got their rings for Purple. It's down to Liz and Kenzie now. Kenzie gets in. Purple is ahead for the first time.
They're actually pretty dominant in this one. They're doing pretty
well. They're doing really well. Went under the log quickly and now throwing their rings back onto the other pole.
Mm-hmm.
Maria's really struggling. Yeah. She had such a hard time.
And she was huffing and puffing. The more you're doing it, that repetitive action, your arms, it looks like it was wearing her out.
Yeah, because you really got to have that arm strength to get it, you know, up over the pole. And towards the end, they coached her on where to stand. They were saying she was too far back or forward, whatever. And that made the difference.
Yeah.
So Q got all four rings to win it for Purple. Orange now tossing their rings. Hunter getting all four for Orange. So Orange was second place. Purple is the losers.
No.
I mean, I'm sorry. Purple is the winner.
We're used to it.
Yes. Purple. Green is the loser, but Purple decides to trade their fish because they don't have flint for the large tarp and the toolkit. So that was an option that Jeff threw out there. And of course, they jumped on it.
I forgot so they could do that, but they made sure to remind everybody you could trade for a pass.
I thought that was great. And yes, the losers was Green. So they didn't get anything. Orange got five fish.
Yeah.
Better than nothing. So, yeah.
Hunter has really put a target on his back. He's just too good.
He is. He shouldn't be so good, you know?
And Q is good, but also, like, you're seeing, like, Kenzie's doing something good. Tiffany's doing something good.
Yeah.
When it feels like every time it comes to somebody needs to outperform everybody else, it's just always Hunter.
Yeah.
So he's starting to look too dominant,
I think. You know, it didn't have to be just him that threw all those rings. And, of course, he was doing it, and they want to win. I get that. But I really think he should have been like, okay, you do it. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let somebody else throw a couple of them. Just for the sake of trying
out, especially since they had a bit of a lead there.
Yeah.
You know, Green was not coming out anywhere.
Right. He just kept grabbing them and getting it on. And, you know, at the time you're hyped up, you want to win. That's probably all that matters. But, I'm afraid he's going to get a target on his back.
So let's start with Orange. When the tribe returns, they begin to prepare their fish. Again, they have that five fish.
Mm-hmm.
Liz hasn't eaten much because she's allergic to everything. So the fish is protein she could have. She can't have a lot of the fruits out there.
Yeah. She was saying the coconut and the fruit makes her throat swell.
Yeah. So she's
obviously allergic.
I wonder maybe the fructose, something like that. Something a basic thing that's in like all fruits apparently.
Yeah. It could be like, cause there's like coconut milk. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, so she's happy to have the protein finally. Tevin requests that he cleans the fish, and he does, and he reflects on how his dad, who recently passed, a few months passed, taught him how to clean fish, and this is the first time he's cleaning fish without his dad.
That was a really nice story.
It really was. It was a good moment to kind of reflect. Those moments, to me, that actually does flesh out his background a little bit, and is worth the 90 minutes.
Yeah.
I feel like other times, I think I even skipped one of them in his notes, that I'm like, okay, very much a 90-minute show right now.
Yeah.
You know.
Where they're teaching Maura how to jump later on. Total waste
of time.
That's
the one. Yep.
Total
that's
waste exactly of time.
It might not be in my notes.
But yeah, you know, Tevin said that his dad passed just 10 months ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's still so fresh. Yeah. And yeah, that was a very good story.
And in Survivor, there's so many times we see Bonda doing it later on where you just have time to sit and reflect and you're just waiting for the next thing. And that's the times when he's going to be thinking about his dad a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's been on his mind this whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And he's happy to honor him in this way.
Yeah, that's cool.
Over at Purple, they finally have something to celebrate and start setting up their improvements to the camp. Q knows Banu is going out, but still wants to kind of coach him to be better.
Right.
Now, do you think he's right in doing this? Or I'm kind of getting the vibe off of Q that he's just full of himself. What do you think?
Yeah, because, you know, he goes to say, my job is to train him as a coach. And it's
he's pushing
like,
that coach thing a little too far.
I don't know. You know, he's a threat having there, you know, having Banu, he's not a threat, but a risk.
Yeah.
A liability. And so, you know, I just think he should go. But it might just be in Q's nature that if he sees somebody that's struggling, he just, as a coach, automatically jumps in. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, but I mean, we have those mama roles, dad roles that everybody tries to avoid. Coach is another role. Like, you're going to put a target on your back. I honestly think him and Hunter are going to struggle as soon as that merger happens.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's, I don't know. We see later on, like, or we see earlier on, I'm sorry, in the last episode or whatever, when he loses and he like, oh, I should go home instead of.
Yeah.
And he like puts it on himself. And even Tiffany's like, stop acting like an idiot.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because obviously you're not going to go home.
Right.
And in here, I kind of think it's also like when he does do good in a challenge, he's like redemption, you know, he's all happy about it, redeeming himself. If I were on his team, I'd be like, dude, we're all trying to do good. Just kind of calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
We see Q few really big personalities that I think would wear me down a little bit.
Yeah. He's got very high expectations of himself.
Yeah.
So, you know, when he failed in that challenge, he really took it hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. He's got to handle that because he really lost it at that point.
There so is,
I think that could hurt him.
There's a degree of him being a really good salesman too, that I need to kind of put in there. Like, you know, maybe him coaching is part of his thing. Like, oh, I try to help other people. Maybe that's how he's going to sell himself later on.
Yeah.
So I'm also kind of keep that in mind. Like we talked about Bond, who's a good actor.
Yeah.
Is he acting through all this stuff?
Right.
Which I don't think so, because there's a time now in this episode where he's by himself and just kind of melting down. And it's like, you ain't acting to anybody, but yeah. You're just being,
well,
you.
Yeah. You know, when we're talking about Q, was he the one that has the 47 houses and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he may have a whole team under him.
Right.
To manage all those houses. So
he's the second biggest realtor in the U.S.
Yeah. That is so cool. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Looking over at Green, we have Ben is giving the others kind of a pep talk after their loss, especially to Maria, who seems to be really taking it in. She reflects on how, you know, the struggles of her immigrant family and how they were perfectionists and always trying to succeed.
Right.
And how that has kind of affected her in her adult life.
Right.
When you do fail, it's devastating.
Yeah.
And she's working through that. And this moment, it kind of brought that back. You mentioned it, I think, while we were watching this. Ben is really starting to grow on us.
He is. I didn't know, you know, how well he'd do. I mean, like the bio just sound like he was a rocker that was just going to have these.
And that's definitely his first note,
that
too.
Drive you crazy. But I mean, yeah, I mean, he's obviously a rocker and he throws his sayings out there. But I really like him. I think he's doing good in challenges and he's got a pretty good social game going on.
He does.
So, yeah, I'm kind of impressed with Ben.
Yeah. And you know, and if you look at paper too, I thought Bonnie was going to do really good. And like, this is one of those people that I think unanimously people are like, okay,
yeah. We're done.
So yeah. after they kind of, you know, reset themselves after their loss, everyone as a group starts to go look for the idol again, start digging around that tree where Jen put the note. More and more believe that it's fake.
Yeah.
And even Moira tells Jen, she thinks Tim has it, that Tim's the one that's lying and doing all this stuff. They loop in Maria and now it's kind of like, all right, we don't trust Tim now.
Yeah.
And of course, Jim's like, oh my God.
This is great. Super excited. Yeah.
back at Purple, Banu's sulking around because Kenzie kind of snapped at him. I wouldn't even consider it a snap at him, but Banu's for sulking around.
Yeah.
He complains that everyone is treating him like he's stupid and that he needs so much help. That's being said, he's asking for the coaching.
Exactly. He's asking for the help, and yet he gets mad when they think that he needs the help. And
like
that,
he's trying.
He's even, like, oh, they're treating me like a puppet. You're asking to be a puppet.
Exactly.
Come on now. You know,
he's asking Kenzie. Kenzie mentions, like, he's 15 years older than me. I'm not going to baby him.
Right.
But he's like asking Kenzie, can you help me? And he's crying and
down on his knees.
Later on, we see he's like, and it's just, if I'm being honest with you, it's very hard to watch. If I wasn't such a Survivor fan, Bonu would be the reason I'm not watching this season.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I hope Survivor casting, when they is getting that.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a way to vet people that are like, they're not fun to watch.
Right.
And this is an idol. We talked about this on American Idol, actually. This season, American Idol seems like they've kind of gotten rid of that. In the early days of American Idol, they would purposely have people that were so god awful.
Yeah.
They were like, you're actually just, America's Got Talent does this.
Right.
You're just so bad that you're actually wasting my time.
Right. We would wait until it was almost the end of the season because we just didn't need all of that show and fluff and, you know, just for the camera kind of stuff.
It hasn't really been a problem with Survivor, but Bonu's definitely like the worst I've seen. There have been others that we've talked about in the past that are kind of in that realm where they're like, I get that they are good for the camera, but they're kind of annoying.
Yeah.
And Bonu's just outright annoying.
But you know what? With On Fire with Jeff.
Yeah.
He said that if he was to do it all over again, he would get Bonu again.
Really?
Because he was very authentic.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, too authentic. I mean, we don't need all that. But he said that and I was kind of surprised, but
Is a level. Okay. That's fair. Cause there is a level where I'm sure Facebook right now, everybody's against Bonu, right?
Okay. For sure.
But I bet if you look at it, there are more comments about Survivor right now than there are normally.
Right. True.
So bad press is good press.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably where it's going.
Yeah. You could put, you know, really good look. He's mentioned how he's like, well, you need younger people on there so younger people watch it.
Yeah.
You could also put somebody on the villain you know, when Johnny Fairplay was on there, we were all talking about how much we hate Johnny Fairplay. It's like the soap operas, right? Yeah. When you have that bad guy that you hate.
Yep. You always got to have one of those.
And we have ours with Bono, who's driving me nuts. So, Kenzie goes to apologize just basically to appease him.
Yeah.
And Bono immediately is like, oh, well, good. Now she likes me.
Yeah.
And
it's like, man, he switches real quick.
We head over to Orange, and Soda feels strong with Tevin and Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
She approaches Liz to shore up those other ones. So she's kind of like, okay, I've got these two. I want to make sure when I go into merger, I don't necessarily lose Liz or anybody like that. So yeah. I think it's generally a smart move. Tevin, though, who I'm also thinking is a better and better player every time I watch.
Yeah, me too.
Notices Soda is playing a little too hard.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I was wondering when he was going to see that.
Yeah, he talks to Hunter, and Hunter's definitely on board. Matter of fact, the reason he's on board is because Soda's his biggest competition for Tevin's alliance. So, yeah, go ahead and get rid of her. That's fine.
and Soda kind of irritates Hunter. She's singing all the time. And from the very beginning, he kind of gets irritated with how much she plays around at camp.
But I got to give it to him because he mentions how he's from a small town and that these are just people he's not used to.
True. Yeah.
That open-mindedness is what a lot of Survivor's about. So I do appreciate that he's not just being like, then I'm not going to work with you. He's just like, it's different than what I'm used to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Tevin is fully on board with Soda singing. Like the two are a duo.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be on the road after
this. Oh, my gosh. They had a great song they sang.
They're going to do a stage show in Vegas after this.
Yeah. They talked about that on Fire. So I'll talk about that.
And then also they approach Liz, and Liz is on board with getting Soda out too. It's very early on. This team is super strong. I don't think that'll be an issue for a while. Yeah. I'm hoping because Soda is one of my favorites. over at Green, we see Tree Mail arrive, and it's telling them. So this is the thing here. That the challenge is going to need jumping. So they practice jumping. It's really tough. It's filler. So keep that in mind.
It really is. Yeah.
It's a 90 minute episode. I was talking to Jonathan today, and he's like, now I was talking about this episode, because he hadn't watched it. I'm like, it's a great episode. It's who you want to go home. But it's a little bit, there's some filler spots. And he's like, I wish they would do two challenges. Like, actually, they did two challenges. It still has the filler in it. It's just 90 minutes is 90 minutes.
Right.
But speaking of challenge, we have another one right now.
Yep. Now we're doing the immunity challenge. Everybody comes in on boats. And the person sitting out, or I'm sorry, the people sitting out is Jim, Maria, and Tevin. Mm-hmm. And what they have to do is they have to climb to the top of a tall tower and leap into the ocean, climb on a crate and jump back into the ocean, release a net full of buoys. One player will attempt to land those buoys in three baskets. So as we get going, there's the first three set that jump in is Q, Hunter, and Tim. And then Hunter's moving very quickly again.
He makes sure to jump super far. And I think it's really important to pay attention to what Jeff says. Later on, for example, so like right here, he's like, wow, Hunter almost made it.
Yeah.
That's being echoed to everybody around you.
I
think it's a little bit of foreshadowing from Jeff. I think the editors are kind of putting that in, saying, making sure the audience notices how good Hunter is. So when he's voted out, because of that, it all lines up.
Yeah.
And then also, like, Bonu made a mistake and had to swim back later on. You're about to mention, I'm sure. But Jeff calls it out. And so later when you see him get kicked out, it's like, he keeps messing up the challenges.
Yeah.
It's all the editing, making sure you know.
Yeah. He does point everything out. And Hunter, when he jumps in, he dives in and makes it almost to the platform to where he doesn't have to hardly swim at all. So Orange is ahead, then Green, then Purple. The second set go through, and that's Soda, Ben, and Banu. Soda's really struggling. It's hard to get over the crate and, mainly up that first rope to the top of the tower.
I know I wouldn't do it.
That netting is very hard to climb up. So she's pretty exhausted. So at this point, now Green is ahead. Orange is falling behind. And this is where Banu, he walks around the crates instead of going over them.
Yeah.
So he has to go back. That was a huge setback for them.
It was.
Then we have Mariah, Liz, and Charlie that are jumping in.
Mm-hmm.
And Banu's still not at the platform. Kinsey and Tiff are just waiting. Once he finally gets there, then Tiff jumps in. Venus jumps in and Kinsey jumps in. And then Green has a big lead. Tim makes a basket, Q makes a basket, but then when Q makes a basket, Manu's the one out there getting the rebounds and getting the ball back to him.
Yeah.
And he's so slow.
And Jeff calls it out again.
He calls it out again. Yep. Tiffany ends up jumping in there to be the one to get the ball because he's not getting it.
He's not, yeah.
Then Hunter, of course, 1, 2, 3, he gets all three balls in
right away,
wins for Orange. Just like, dude, slow down. You're my pick.
I know.
You're putting a target on yourself.
And frankly, just have Tevin throw it or have Liz throw it instead of you. Anybody else.
Yep.
For once.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I understand not doing that because it's like, I mean, he's going to win it for us. So you want that.
Yeah.
But the second you hit merge, you're going to turn on him. And I hope Hunter catches that now because I really think it's coming.
Yeah. So we've got Hunter that won. I mean, Orange.
Yeah.
Hunter. Yeah. Orange that won. At this point or somewhere through the game, we're seeing that Tevin that's sitting on a bench looks under the bench for an idol. So good on him.
Yeah. Smart.
As we keep throwing the buoys, green ends up getting all three of theirs. So they're in second place and purple goes back to tribal.
Yeah.
Poor purple. They really thought after that first challenge,
and a new
that,
life.
Yeah. It's some, you know, they're not going to have to go. They're doing good now. And that was short lived. They're back to tribal.
Well, and going into the rest of this, let's be very clear. We all know what's going to happen at this point, even when you're watching the show and everybody agrees, Bonnie's going home.
Yeah.
So when they return, the core three are very confident and Banu knows he's on the outs.
Yeah.
Banu, he starts looking for an idol, but he doesn't have a vote, so he can't use a shot in the dark.
Right.
It's one of the more sealed fates I've seen in a long time on this show. He's basically losing it, to be honest with you. He's kind of, woe is me, woe is me. I've lost all sympathy at this point to him. And I think that's too bad because I think generally you're supposed to feel bad about the person who knows they're out.
Right.
And I don't. And it feels near bullying.
Yeah.
The way that it's just like, get out of here. Like you're just taking too long.
I just don't think that he has the right, not necessarily personality, but maybe not emotionally.
Fortitude or something. Yeah. Emotional maturity.
Yeah.
I think it's the term.
Maybe that. I just don't think he was prepared for this type of challenge.
Yeah.
Or type of show, you know?
Yeah. He goes to Tiffany to beg. I mean, literally beg for her to help him. And just right off the surface, I'm like, why would she help you? Because then if by some random chance you found the idol, which I think she has it.
Yeah.
But if you found the idol, you're going to vote her out or somebody else. Exactly. One of her many allies that are on. So it would actually do her harm to help you out in the first place. But the way that he comes on his knees and begs her, frankly, it's pitiful.
Yeah.
And so anyways.
And then he's just, you know, has a big rant about it being God's fault. And it's like, come on, you've been through this for 9 days.
Right.
You've always felt like, you know, they were coming after you or you were struggling emotionally somehow. Yeah. It's just at this point, accept it, which he finally does. He lays back in the sand. He finally realizes he's done. You know?
It's literally, I mean, it's, if you look at that whole, what is that? The steps of mourning or whatever.
Yeah.
He's going through them. He hit the acceptance.
All within about 5 minutes.
Denial. Yeah. Yeah. The guy's just a case study. Honestly, he probably is. I could really see like some sort of therapist class out there. Like we're going to do the Banu class now. Go over this. But yeah, he eventually does accept it and realizes that he needs to not look at it like, oh, God's punishing me. He's like, I got a gift to be out here in the first place, which is totally fair. There's a lot of people watching that at home.
He was just very frustrated, very broken at that point. And, you know, a lot of people turned to that, but then he finally got to where like, okay, you know, this is just what's happening and time for me to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So after that, they go to tribal and it's pretty sad.
Yeah, it is sad. First thing Jeff wants to know is how did Journey go? You know, he's going back to that.
Exactly.
Manu's just saying, hey, I told everybody that I lost my vote. I revealed about the tribe. And so, you know, that was a big mistake.
Yeah.
And Tiff's just saying he didn't understand that by revealing it, that information put a target on us. And so, you know, he said it just wasn't clicking. I didn't really know how to play the game. Mm-hmm. And by the time I'm finally getting to the point where I'm getting it by their coaching and all that, it's, you know, going to be his time to go.
And I still like just to jump in. I don't think he's getting it even then. I think he's doing a farce saying he is, but I don't think he's actually getting it because his actions speak louder than his words.
Yeah, absolutely. At this point, Jeff just says, okay, so is Banu going home? It looks like you guys are all already have your mindset. They all say yes. And even Banu says, you know, I don't have an idol or a shot in the dark, no alliances. I screwed up this game big time and, you know, he's ready to go. So
fair enough.
Jeff just says, at least there was no deception. I mean, you guys are coming here. You're being honest.
Yeah.
It's a good way to send somebody out, you know?
Yeah. And Jeff, I really like how he gives Banu a chance to kind of like, tell us about your journey here.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
That was really nice. He wanted to tell his story. So he just talks about how, you know, he was born in poverty with a teenage mom. abandoned at 3 months from his father. The mom got married shortly after, moved away, and he was raised by his grandparents. But he also said he was the first to graduate, to have a graduate degree, you know, first to move to the U.S. and find his partner. And that he hopes out of this, that people that are living in poverty know that they can move on. Yeah. And, you know, do well in life also. So, you know, I thought that was a good message.
And I want to double down on the fact I really like how Jeff handled this, because yeah. It would have been easy to be like nearly a quit, you know, because I mean, it was just such yeah. a, you know, easy exit. But I like how he's like, you know, we have time to fill. But tell us about Jeremy.
Yeah.
I thought that was really good.
And then Q afterwards said, you know, Manu, you've done a great job to be the man you are today. We knew we could count on you. So there was that.
Yeah.
Quality, you know, to him that they appreciated. And then, you know, Jeff just points out that at one point he called Jeff his guru.
Yeah.
And when he did that, he says, I took it as a compliment. But remember that you are also your own guru. You know? So, you know, be confident and, you know, be proud of yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. To even have the endurance to get out there. I mean, there's yeah. so many processes you have to go through is yeah. a challenge in a feat in itself.
And Jeff gives him a hug. I haven't seen that very often.
Yeah.
He reaches in and gets a hug. I thought that was nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they voted. They didn't even bother voting really. And Banu is out. I think this was one of the more expected ones as we've talked about, but
yeah,
I think it's for the best.
Yeah.
Next episode, we're going to see that they're all hunting for idols and Green is totally suspecting everybody.
Yeah.
I think that's going to come back on Jim.
I do too.
You can't keep your mouth shut long enough for that.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I do too. when on Fire, they were talking about Soda and Tevin's song.
Okay.
And that was kind of neat. So when they were going to do the song, first they had to see if they were even registered in the proper music association, which they were, which shows that they're not newbies, you know. Mm-hmm. Then they had to register the music that David Vanderkor wrote to accompany them. He's the writer there for Survivor. And then by doing all that, now they'll share the royalties of the payments. So they said they may be using that song in future Survivors.
Oh, wow. They legit made a song.
Yeah. Cool. They legit made a whole song. Yeah. So it's pretty cool, really. They played it on the show. So that was kind of neat. And other than that, it was just talking about Jim planting the Beware Advantage
yeah.
and Bennu and his emotional thing. But yeah, Jeff said that, you know, if this was to do all over again, I'd have him again
yeah.
because he was so authentic.
Yeah. You know,
makes for good TV.
It makes like, for there's the like term.
We,
that's there.
Like right. we
that's
said.
The one. That's the one. You know, Jeff. How was Facebook?
Facebook, very happy Bennu is gone.
Yeah.
That was most of it right there. Yeah. Just
it was pretty much
a lot
that.
Of that. Okay. A lot of that. Yeah.
Well, I want to say if you got past this point, congratulations. Now Survivor starts.
Yeah.
I think one of the problems with Bennu is that he took up a lot of screen time.
He took up a lot of air time.
We talked about it a lot when we were trying to pick our favorites. We're like, I just haven't seen enough of these people.
Yeah.
So it was hard exactly. for us to pick our favorites this season.
Right.
So think about it. I mean, we're going to see more about, we've got hints. These are things we got hints of. Venus is, you know, a scoundrel.
Yeah.
Jim is starting all kinds of problems. Maria's got the mom title. Can't wait to learn more about that.
Yeah.
Tim's the suspect to everybody. Ben seems to be supportive. That's just Green Tribe that we haven't yeah. seen much out of.
Yeah. Mariah, we haven't seen hardly yeah. anything out of her either.
Over at Orange, we have this trio of Hunter, Tevin, and Soda that are dominating. And will Soda be on the outs? And is Liz talking about how rich she is going to be a problem eventually?
God.
So many things I can't wait for us to get to because we haven't gotten to them yet. We've
yeah.
been focusing on Purple.
I'm so glad we haven't heard from her lately.
Yeah. Maybe she's kind of realized like, oh, this is
yeah,
not going well.
I hope so.
Yeah, probably. okay, guys, that's it for us this week. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. And I know that some of you guys have told me your favorites. I forgot to write them down. So I'll make sure to mention it last time. I know Jonathan was mentioning like, well, I wanted Hunter, but I can't want to pick the favorites of anybody else's. So he picked a couple of the favorites.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. We gotta make sure to mention those.
So, all right, guys, we'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for joining us on the Outlast Podcast. You can find us through Twitter on Outlast Podcast 1. Hope to see you there.